The Texas Supreme Court.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Fisk University is rolling out plans for a new billion-dollar project that will bring a data center to the North Nashville campus. School officials say the move will bring jobs and increased opportunities for students. WPLN's Camelia Burris has more.
The historically black university will soon house a 100,000-square-foot facility consisting of a data center and new academic center. The project will include a renovation of campus residence halls and a larger event space. University President Eugenia Clark calls this the quantum leap.
We're going to revitalize the historic infrastructure. We're going to be expanding our academic resources, and at the same time, our plans are to build new facilities on this campus.
A data center is a physical building that manages massive amounts of digital data. Backers of the project say it will create more jobs for members of the community. However, these centers often cause conflicts with neighbors over air quality, water use, and electricity cost. Clark says the university is working with data center experts and Nashville Electric Service to ensure that their neighbors do not experience a rise in energy cost. The project is set to take place over the next 10 years. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
A federal judge is allowing Tennessee's congressional maps to go into effect. The ruling last night was issued in the case filed by a group including the Tennessee Democratic Party. It came less than 24 hours before the candidates are finalized. The judge did not give an explanation with the ruling. For months, the mayor of Columbia, Democrat Chas Mulder, has been campaigning against incumbent Representative Andy Ogles for Tennessee's 5th District. That's one of the races the National Dems have been investing in. The state's new map takes Columbia out of the 5th District entirely. This week, Mulder relaunched his campaign. During the special session, lawmakers temporarily hit the pause button on rules that say candidates have to live in the districts where they're running. That's just for this summer's primary. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.